Hey, this is the Lawn Care Leaders Podcast brought to you by Green Again Lawn. I'm your show host, Britt Dowd. In this show, we're going to talk with John Freeman of JF Consulting. Been a buddy of mine for a while. You'll hear some of that coming across. Just a casual conversation where we bring up some topics from one of our Instagram followers. But we delve into a little bookkeeping, and you'll hear some fun stories and get his tips and advice and some of the pain points along the way. But hope you enjoy this. This is going to be a two-part series. Part one, bookkeeping, and then I've got another buddy who's actually starting a CPA firm out in Connersville, Indiana. So I'm going to talk with him, and that'll be later on this week or early next week. But hope you guys get some value from this, and let me know what you think.
You know what?
I'm recording this interaction here. I gave you a heads up.
Oh, like audio record.
Yeah.
All good. How was the trip?
It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
You guys look like you had a blast. You guys look like three kids on a playground.
I know. They had like, it was like four football fields full of just stuff that you could test drive, and it was pretty fun.
So as an industry,
did you see like the race? Like that, we spent like an hour there.
Yeah, I saw you post your time.
Yeah, man, I'm still pissed about that.
Could have done better.
I'd never driven that piece of equipment, so
you only got
that's
one,
my
one
that's
shot?
Yeah, my claim to fame. If it would have been something that I drove, it would have been game over. Because they were giving out two spreaders for first place.
Really?
Yeah.
They just mail it to you, or?
I guess.
How did you get it back?
There. Yeah. What have you been up to?
Just working, man. Trying to get projects done before tax season comes.
Still working on that one?
So.
Big one?
Yeah, I am.
That's crazy.
But it's almost done.
Drop these off.
That's why I asked you if you were coming or not, because I was going to dive into it, but I didn't want to dive into it if you were almost here.
I have to stop.
Yeah.
Sorry.
My brain doesn't work.
I'll make it brief.
No, you don't need to make it brief.
And this is your only chance to be on the podcast, but if you want to rush it.
Let's refresh the bank feed while you're here. It only seems to work while you're here.
You can go over numbers while we're live on the air.
You want your numbers on the air?
No.
You want your 90% profit margin on the air?
90%, I wish. What have you been up? Oh, here it's calling me.
Hello, this is Community America Credit Union. Please press pound to receive your
most secure bank in the nation.
Access code.
Tiago just switched to it.
Really? I'm thinking about it.
I pushed pound.
Sorry, that's not a valid extension. Please try again. Hello. 7, 9, 4, 0, 7, 3.
Oh man, and I'm not gonna edit this either. This is gonna be raw.
You're just gonna
first four minutes are gonna be rough.
Okay.
You gotta listen for the gold.
Bring me some checks.
To this girl from let's see, Gulf Coast Bookkeeping is starting a virtual-based, like, bookkeeping business.
Okay.
And so she wanted to know some questions.
She has some questions
for me. Her
name's
Meggers374. Megan Coverly.
Meggers?
Meggers. Megan Coverly.
She's on Instagram?
Yep, she's on Instagram. So she wants to know, this is probably more geared towards me, what point did you realize you needed a bookkeeper, and why? How did you find your current bookkeeper? How did I find you?
In seventh grade.
Well, but like...
We connected through Instagram. Yep.
If money wasn't a concern, what is the one thing you would ask your bookkeeper to do for you? Whoa, man.
She'd go straight to the top.
Yeah.
0 to 100 real quick.
That's kind of naughty. Like, I don't know if money wasn't a concern, what I'd ask you to do.
Careful. I want to know the answer to that.
All right, so... When did you... I'm sorry, I got, like, allergy stuff going on. That's why I sound...
When did I realize I needed a bookkeeper? For me, it was like when what I was doing was costing me money. Mm-hmm. Like, I realized I'm sitting here doing this and spending my time, and it's...
You want some medicine?
Yeah, what is that? Well, I just took... Claritin. Claritin? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have bad allergies?
Take a pill every day.
Do you switch back and forth between Zyrtec and Claritin?
No, Claritin all day.
You just Claritin all day? And it keeps you fresh?
Keeps it right.
Sweet. Where was I? Oh, yeah. When, like, what I was doing is when I felt like it was costing me money. Like, I was sitting there logging payments, trying to track down money.
Keeping track of receipts.
Yeah, keeping track of receipts, which I was doing a horrible job of it.
Instead
we need to delve into that, because that's the biggest thing that you did for me.
Yeah.
I didn't know that I was dropping the ball that much.
I mean, you miss 100% of the deductions you don't take. Swish. So, you know, having something that you can put your receipts in and something that can draw your bank transactions automatically, that way nothing falls through the cracks.
Yep.
And I think that was your problem. 16 going into 17, right?
Yeah.
Come tax time, you're scrambling like...
But I didn't even know about like zero. Mm-hmm. And then...
Stuff wasn't optional.
Gusto has been pretty seamless too. Like the first month was kind of rough just because that was human error on my part.
Yeah, I think a little
but
bit.
But now it's nice.
Yeah.
So... But I kind of think about everything that way. Like, that's why I'm getting ready to step out of actually performing the work.
Mm-hmm.
Because me performing the work is costing me more money than I could make, you know?
Absolutely.
Opportunity cost, I guess, is what mm-hmm. you guys would say.
For sure.
So.
And this was just another one of those things.
Yeah. But why did I choose you? How did I stumble? I stumbled upon you because of Instagram. I was creeping on you through there. You posted a lot, and then you got busy.
So, yeah, I mean, social media has been big for our company.
Really?
Yeah. Most everyone is on social media these days.
So practically, like, how did you do that? I don't remember. But were you, like, friending people in your, like, network? Because this will help Meggers 3784.
Meggers, listen up. Like,
so were you, like, friending your network and then just posting?
You got to get on both Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
So depending on who you want your clientele to be, if we're being honest... There's a lot more of the older generation on Facebook.
Yeah.
People who are probably making decisions in households. But there are a lot of the younger generation on Instagram.
Yeah.
So if you want a mix of both, you have to be on both.
Yeah.
And you literally...
And Facebook, they read everything. Facebook, like, my grandma reads every post.
Facebook is amazing. You can get so much organic exposure just by posting on your Facebook page and then have a couple friends share it.
But did you actively do that?
Actively.
Like, when you friended me, be honest, did you friend me thinking, well, maybe he'll be a client one day?
No. You specifically, okay. No.
But other people, but you other do people, that.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll friend a bunch of people and then make a post.
Should we name drop?
I'm not going to drop any names. Specifically, I love all my Facebook friends.
Yeah. But in the beginning, but like, yeah, you were actively doing that.
Yeah.
And would you DM them or just simply start posting, hoping that they come?
I haven't DM'd anyone.
Okay.
I haven't DM'd anyone. I just make my posts. What I do personally is I post on my business Facebook page, let it stay out there for maybe a day. Then I go back to it and share it the next day.
Yeah.
Because that pops it back up.
Yeah.
Up on people's feeds. So shares and likes kind of refresh it. So I don't spend a lot of money on Facebook ads, but if you can get a few people to organically just share it, you know, it can reach a couple thousand people pretty easily.
And you've lived here, I mean, your whole life, so you've got a pretty good network.
So I'm in an area where everyone knows me.
Yeah, it's just a matter of adding the people and putting out the content.
Exactly.
Dude, I did notice, I don't know if you've noticed this, but like when we, when we had Remy,
mm-hmm.
we had like 300 likes on our personal page.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, I don't know if the algorithms for Facebook are set up this way. When I posted that same day and the next day to my business page, like I got like 100 something likes.
Hmm.
I mean, it was like through the roof. So I don't know if it allowed more people because of how much traffic was already coming to my personal page.
Yeah, there's a lot of things about Facebook that I don't quite understand.
I know you gotta shell out the money right now.
Yeah.
which is fine. I mean, it's better than anything else, so.
Yeah. I do Facebook, Instagram, and then during tax season, I do Google Ads.
Yeah.
So my page is on the first page of Google. And what's great about Google...
It is?
Yeah, what's great about Google is you can give them a budget. So you can say...
Yeah. But how do you get on the first page? Because we pay for it, but we're on, like, the bottom.
So between my website and my Google ad, like, it's called SEO optimization.
Yeah.
And I use Wix for my website, so they have a really good SEO program. Yeah. And then you basically just plug in what you want, and they do the rest.
Sweet.
What platform do you use for your website?
WordPress. We've gotten a lot of traffic. Mm-hmm. Dude, what's crazy? I used to do private lessons for Prairie Life. Mm-hmm. And right out of college, I linked my Facebook page to their website. And if you typed in private lessons, just private lessons, Olathe, Kansas, my little basketball page was the first one to pop up.
No matter what you were looking for?
Oh, yeah. For years, I was getting blown up because I was the top hit on, and it was organic. But there was just so much traffic to Prairie Life Fitness.
Of course. Because
they've got like four locations. All right. Let's see, Meggers. If money wasn't a concern, what would be the one thing you would ask your bookkeeper to do for you? For me right now, it would be solve my cash flow problems. But that's not...
That's not way out of the question, though. That's not going to cost you.
Not going to cost me a whole lot.
Tons of money, so...
I don't know.
Like, that's next on our list. Like, that's not totally out of the question.
Like, you're... Yeah.
I think what she's getting at, a lot of small business owners don't like to pay for something they feel they can do on their own.
Yeah.
And a lot of the stuff, it's just time, really.
Yeah.
You're paying for someone else's time.
Yeah.
So I think that's what she's getting at.
Yeah.
I've had tons of handshake deals go awry at the very last second when I give my quote because they're just like... You know, I don't think your time is worth that much.
Yeah.
I think that's something she's just going to have to go through a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, for every five people that say no, there's going to be two or three that say yes. So.
Yeah. And there's a point where, like, it may not make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in the very, very beginning. But I probably should have done it 2 years ago. Because I was that way. I was like, hey, I can do these things.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's going to take me time to explain how we do it. And
right.
We do the bank allocations. But... Now that I've made the jump, like the margin that it gives me to do other things that progress the business is so much better.
And we've gone through most of our growing pains at this point, right? And it took probably a month or so.
Yeah.
So now it's...
We can talk about that too a little bit.
Smooth sailing.
So in the beginning, we had to get all my bank stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We actually had to switch all my payroll stuff over.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just...
Which is really, a project.
Yeah. Really just a lot of communication. It's not that hard.
Mm-hmm.
Dealing with your team members, having them get you the info, and then switching all of our stuff onto Xero.
Right.
Which...
It's just a process, really. and the more times... Like, you as the business owner are probably only going to do it once.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe down the line you'd do it again to a better system, but...
Yeah.
As the accountant on my side, like the more times, speaking to Meggers a little bit directly, the more times you do it, the more times you bring on new clients, the easier it's going to get.
Yeah.
So really focus on your process, because that not only helps you as the accountant, but it makes it smoother for the business owner as well.
Yeah. And you, like for me, have been huge, because most business owners, like they're chasing, five different things.
Right.
Every 2 minutes.
And that's small business, right?
Yeah, that's just small business. You're just
how it is.
You're just trying to bootstrap it and get it going. And you've been like seamless. Like everything's organized. You do, and you may not have like a standard operating procedure, but it seems like you do.
I do.
You know, when I came in the door, you said, hey, here, we're going to check this box and this box, and then we'll move forward from there, check this box. And that helped me a lot. So.
Yeah, that's a huge compliment. So thank you.
Yeah. Why don't we tell some stories? I like that. Because I had like two other bookkeepers that I was looking at,
mm-hmm.
and then my buddy in Indiana was doing the same thing. He's going to be on the podcast. But like one of the reasons I was like, you know what, I'm gonna go with John. I didn't know like how detail oriented you were,
mm-hmm.
but I was like, if he gives like 50% of what he used to argue with me over like in SportsCenter, like I'm going to be fine, because I was like, he's
Those were
super competitive.
Those were daily arguments.
Yes. And I just remember, like, he never lost. Like, in his mind, he never lost an argument.
Still haven't.
Yeah. And so, I'm like, if I could get that plugged into my finances, there's no... Like, I literally can't lose.
You can't lose.
So, that for me, I was like, he's super competitive. I don't remember him losing in his mind. And then the detail stuff has just been kind of icing on the cake.
So, that's great. Nice. That's great for you to know that about me. For me to project that onto other clients is very difficult, right? Because we had that personal relationship dating way back. So it's really hard when people walk in the
door. Going way back. We didn't date. I just want to
clear that up. Thank you. But yeah, when people walk in the door, it's very hard for me to project that on them in the first 15 seconds.
You feel like trust thing or...
It's a huge trust thing. Anything financial, tax, money, it's super personal.
Yeah.
And people are very anxious about it.
And I even said that, like, you literally, like, peered behind the curtain of my life.
Yes.
Like, not many people see that side of me.
Mm-hmm.
And it is vulnerable.
Yeah.
So.
But then you put yourself out there and look what can come
it's
of
worth
it.
It.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you haven't even realized all the benefit yet. I think you're going to see a lot of benefit come tax time when you're not, you know, rummaging through boxes of receipts and trying to figure out if you have all your deductions in a row and stuff like that. So,
yeah, that's sweet. That's cool, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's no problem.
I don't know what else. What else you got for us?
If she has more questions,
what's on the,
I like questions.
So that hits on all mega stuff. Like, do you see other pain points or what? What's like coming up? What's one thing somebody doesn't know about this tax season with Trump? Well, food, you said you can't deduct food stuff, entertainment. What's something somebody doesn't know?
A few tidbits. So he basically rewrote the tax law.
Yeah.
I mean, he introduced over 1,000 pages of new tax law. A lot of special deductions.
Okay.
Some things were taken away. We're talking both for small business and personal taxes.
Okay.
So one thing he took away for small business is entertainment deduction.
And small business is defined as 500 employees or more, or less?
Or less, yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, entertainment would be, you know, if you were to take a client out to a Chiefs game,
mm-hmm.
and buy the tickets, buy food, drinks, you used to be able to write some of that off. You can't write that off anymore.
None of it.
Yeah. Now the things that's a big deal. The things you've been spending money on, you know, food for your guys, you know, meals, client meetings, that stuff's all still deductible.
Literally the entertainment
side. But the entertainment, which you weren't doing a lot of personally before. But yeah, there's a lot of people who either aren't aware of the change or just don't know.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So I think that's another benefit of having a tax accountant, someone you can,
mm-hmm.
who stays up to date for you and then can just let you know of things that change.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's probably people who have spent thousands of dollars this year in entertainment, and they're going to get some bad news come tax time. But that was not tax deductible. Yeah. So they had a great time, spent all that money, but it's not tax deductible.
Sweet, man. That helps. Meggers. Let's see what she really is here.
You said she's just now starting out?
Sounds like it. Out in Florida. Meggers 374. Hope that helps, Meggers.
Meggers, I hope... Yeah, I hope that helps. Just really focus on your processes starting up. But that's your money is your time.
Yeah.
That's where you're going to make all your money is your time. So the better your process, the more money you can make. And that's really why we're in business. We're in business to make money and help people, right?
Yeah.
So your
the
process
more,
is well.
The more people you help, the more money you make.
That's what it's all about.
Sweet. What now? What are we going to get into? I can stop this. And we don't have to make it anything. I got a new sticker. Yeah, but that's why I'm so... And Brooke and I were talking about that last night. Like, I literally get freaked out about my allocations.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all, like, it's all the business money.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want it in certain buckets, you know?
And when it's not like that, you freak out a little bit.
Yeah.
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 I'm telling you, like, budgets take all the guesswork out of money.
Yeah.
So, Kay and I, we sat down 3 days ago and did our budget for November, our
personal
budget.
Budget.
And we've already saved money in November because of the budget. Yeah. So we budgeted certain things, and then we find out, oh, they're coming in cheaper.
Yeah.
So we, it's like, it literally feels like we're making money.
Yeah.
Because of the budget.
And then you can put that somewhere else already.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So right now we have a couple $100 that's not allocated, so we can, you know, we have options now.
Pitch that towards whatever.
Whatever we want. Yep. So it takes all the guesswork. That's how I am. You have to tell your money where to go. You can't, like, ask it where it's been.
Preach. Now he's preaching.
You can't ask it where it's been.
I like it.
If you're asking where it's been, it's too late.
I like it.
It's too late.
Now you're doing the profit first thing.
Yeah. I have the account set up for it, and I think I'm going to start January 1.
Good.
So.
That's good.
I read all the way through I'm almost all the way through the backwards book.
Really?
And, yeah.
He's supposed to come on the podcast. He's going to FaceTime me.
Well, tell him about my book, how it was printed backwards.
I'm going to.
Looking like a fool reading
books backwards. Can you send me like a video of you like thumbing through it?
Yes.
Because I want to show him that.
I'll send it to you. I feel like a fool.
Maybe he'll send you another book or some swag or something.
People are like, why is he reading backwards? Shouldn't he be?
They're looking at you like you're some sort of genius.
They're shocked to see me reading at all, actually. What are we going to do with this list?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, so we created a list and a report that shows your current pricing.
Yeah.
How people are currently being priced. Yeah. Where they should be priced and the difference.
Yeah.
So all the red cells are everyone who's underpriced for you currently.
And by how much?
I mean, we've got everything from $46.
Well, that's what I mean. It lists.
Yeah, it lists exactly how much they're underpriced.
Okay.
So it goes down all the way from $2 all the way up to this $145. It looks like a one-off, but the Witherspoons. Can I say the name? Is that shocking? You look shocked.
I'm trying to figure out here. That price is... That looks like an aerating price, is why I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah, freeze the panes.
Is this for everybody? This is for everybody.
So this is everyone, yeah.
What about...
So this is his square footage, right? This is his price. This is the ratio price for that square footage, and this is what he's being charged currently in the system.
No, it's a typo on the square feet. Is that 200,000 square feet?
That says 200,000.
Yeah, it should be 20. I was trying to figure out, because I know him.
There we go. Back in the green. Let me see what's in your system. Yeah, it's 200,000 in the system.
So...
Should we edit that while we're here?
So what should we do? Send out when would be the best time to...
When would be the best time?
And we can send out a newsletter with these people, like send it out only to them, or we can send out an actual direct mail statement letter. I mean, I don't care.
You know, kill two birds with one stone and put it into like a thank you for being a client, we appreciate your business, slide it on in there. By the way, we're bringing your bill up a few dollars.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Like an end of the year thing.
Yeah, kind
of
like a recap maybe.
Yeah,
put some other stuff in there.
Yeah,
so you're not just
we send out
a, hey, I want more of your money.
Yeah, we send out a prepay newsletter to offer a 10% discount to everyone, and we do that like the second or third week in January. So when would be a good time to send that out? Just like right after.
Can you not send it out with it? Like, here's your pricing for prepay? Or are you trying to
send I out just send else? Out a reminder. It's not like, hey, here's your pricing with prepay. It's, hey, hope you guys have had a good holiday, whatever. Mm-hmm. don't forget, we'll give you a prepaid discount. And then whoever responds to that, then we'll go into their account and individually send them a prepaid invoice. I think this should be separate. Otherwise, it's going to get real confusing. And I think it should be early. Well, actually, it has to be early. Because remember, probably like 90% of the people in here that we need to raise their price are from Mid-Continent.
Well, this is
so,
Mid-Continent list right here.
Okay, so...
There's two separate lists.
Okay, so all those people, I really need to be... I need that done soon. Because that reflects my payment to Mid-Continent.
Okay, good.
My second payment.
That's basically everyone on Mid-Continent except for 12 people.
Wow.
So you got over 100 people
priced incorrectly. At least from the buyout.
You've been working with these people now for...
This was our first lawn care season.
Okay.
Yeah. So from March till now.
So for one season?
Yeah.
So have they got anything in the mail that has said, we are Green Again, here's who we are, this is what we do, or...
I mean, we've met most of them face to face.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you could tie those two in to that.
Yeah, no, I mean, they know by now.
Yeah, these ones are higher differences than the other page.
Yeah.
You got quite a few in the double digits. Yeah, quite a few in the double digits. Do you want to send a letter, or
can't
send an email?
I can. This client list is predominantly over like 65, 70. Mm. So I would say our open rate's not going to be very good.
Okay.
So that's why I didn't know what would be the most professional way.
So much money.
I know.
Compared to emails. But if that's what you feel like you got to do.
I can do it and then see what kind of response we get. And then we can just notate it on here, right?
And mail.
Can I just tell you?
And then mail out the ones that don't open
yeah.
it?
Yep. And then all of our mail bills, these peeps. So a lot of them don't even have email. So I can send it out, but...
At that point, if most of them don't have emails and most of them aren't going to open it anyway, you're just wasting your time, I think.
Yeah. So just send out a mail.
Send out the mail.
Yeah.
Mail.
I mean, that's what Ron did last year to notify everybody that there was a switch, and most everybody read it. So I think it'd be worth it just to start with that.
So what's your wording?
Oh my.
Is something hard to say your price is increasing? Do you need to notify them that their price is increasing?
Yeah.
That's just
a personal moral thing. Like,
is that industry standard or that's you, Britt Dowd, standard?
I don't know what's industry standard, but I just like do how I would want to be treated.
That's
and
cool.
I wouldn't want like my DirecTV bill to go up. What's
$12.
Like 12, 15, 20 bucks per month.
But it does.
And it's just casual. But I catch it.
Oh,
and then I
yeah,
call and chew the innocent lady out from wherever she's from.
I don't disagree with you.
Right? I think I would just say, hey, I know this was your first year switching to us. We have a minimum. I don't know how to word it, dude. I don't know.
The wording is
because.
Tough.
Because they're not at our minimum price for their square footage. When we increase our clients' prices, because this happens a lot, like we'll leave a quote on the door,
mm-hmm.
and we'll try to eyeball it, but we're like 10 bucks off. So the way we word that is, hey, when we look back at your app ratios,
mm-hmm.
the amount of product per square foot needed to treat it was this far off. So to continue service, we need X amount.
So why don't you just say that without the precursor of the quote? Why don't you just say, hey, the amount of product needed to continue to service your lawn costs this much.
Yeah.
And you,
this much
extra. I think you'd be surprised how many people don't realize that it's extra.
Yeah.
Because you can tell them their price without saying you're raising the price.
Yeah.
Or does that not fit into your moral mentality?
I like that. I don't want to tell them the difference.
You don't need to tell them the difference.
No.
You just need to say. And they don't know if you've been doing this with all of your clients, like every year, right?
Yeah.
They don't know if every year your clients just get what it cost.
Yeah.
So I say you.
Because that's just now getting up to what our current clients are at. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. And I put above it maybe, you know, something about your business and how good you are and what you believe in and make it, you know, fluff it up a little bit.
Okay.
And then in the last paragraph say.
Can I just email that to you then?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want it on we're just like printing and mailing it out?
Yeah, and just write it on a napkin.
Yeah, we'll do that. Just deliver it to their door. So we're talking 100.
Can you put them in your backpack?
Nope, they didn't get a backpack.
Because I'm disappointed now. Dude, there was a guy with a sweet backpack in Kentucky.
I'm sure.
And after talking to you, I was like, man, now I want a backpack with my logo on it.
They make you feel so good. I'm just going to like buy a sticker and put it into this backpack. Put it over the one I have.
Just do a, maybe I'll get you one, but
I can sew. A
fanny pack.
I can sew. I'll just sew it over. So we're talking 110 people are getting this letter.
Yeah. It's costing me some money, but
we're talking, that's $1,200 if you bring everyone up to exactly what the ratio is.
Times 7 apps per year.
Oh, yeah, so that's every app.
Yeah.
This is good to know, right?
Yeah.
How much money you're actually making? So $8,600.
Yeah.
Just in revenue, just based on
what they should be priced at. Yeah. Dang.
But the cost to send out 100 letters is 50 cents per letter. Stamps are expensive, bro.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, I know you know.
You told me that.
I know you know. So you're looking at $55 to send those out. Hard cost.
I mean, it's good. It's going to be another good, like, touch point with our clients. Like you said, we'll talk about us. We can also remind them of, like, maybe another line of service we offer or something like that.
That's good to add.
What?
I think that's good to put in the letter as well. This is what else you can get from us.
Yeah.
So the letter needs to contain kind of like the feel-good story. And then additional services.
Yeah, and just try to add value. Like, put the focus on our company, why they're with us, add value. Mm-hmm. And somewhere in the middle, we'll throw the little right hook.
Real tiny print, like a bottom corner. Oh, we told you what your ad pricing will be. Yeah, some of these people are obviously going to...
They're good people, though. I like a lot of them. Dude, some of these had been with the guy all... the entire company life. It was his 49th year after we bought him.
Dang.
Yeah.
And this was his whole list?
No, he had a lot.
Gotcha. That he kept?
No, he didn't. Just over like the last 10 years, it continually went downhill.
Gotcha. But this was his whole current list, like on the day you bought them?
Yeah, like 128 or something.
Yeah, one.
Because we lost some. So then we'll need to keep track of all the people that respond that they're canceling. Because we will...
How do they notify you?
I'm guessing they'll call me.
You have to put that in there.
What? Yeah, call me. If you...
To make changes to your services, please call.
Yeah. Yeah, I always say, like, to add or cancel service, call.
Why would you put the word cancel in there?
So that they know. To add service?
Why not just to make changes to your service?
To make changes? That's a good point. That's fine.
If you don't like that, tell me. I'm not going to be offended.
No, I like it.
Because then you almost put that idea of canceling in their head.
Yeah, I'm just the last thing they read.
Mm-hmm. Freshest thing.
I guess I get used to that wording because that's what I make our guys say, like at the close, like the point of sale.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have a lot of people that confuse that we're a recurring service, and so we show up the next year unless you notify us otherwise. So we get used to saying that.
Why don't you act like that?
What do you mean?
Why don't you run your business that way? Like, you just show up the next year and...
We do.
Oh, you do?
We do.
Okay.
But I make sure that they know that when we close the sale. Gotcha. And I still remind them in the winter. That's one of the things that we go over in the prepay.
Okay.
Hey, just a reminder, we'll be out. Blah, 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 blah. But I've already got... I've already got, like, two people here that will be canceling after this season. So I'll just keep adding them to this Excel list. And then we will adjust accordingly. Pretty nice that I put that little adjustment in the contract.
Yeah, that was nice. Well done.
You have not if you ask not.
A good accountant pays for themselves.
Are you going to... How many one-liners? Like, should we just be literally writing these down so I can put them in the show notes?
It's going to be like a totally different sound just in the middle of my sentence.
You miss 100% of the deductions you don't take. I wish I could cut that and lead with that and then, like, jam into a nice little riff. Get people... Nice. Like, that would get people pumped for bookkeeping.
Yeah, it's true. That's where most people lose their money. They come in with just, like, a... crazy records and you know they're missing deductions. Okay, so get that letter going.
You think you can do this?
How manual is this process in Jobber?
Manual.
Like, all this information here is you gotta manually put it in there.
Oh, you gotta manually put it in.
Yeah, like how we just manually change this guy's square feet. Like, you just, that's just how it is. You have to...
What do you want to do? Like, hey, Siri, change his square feet?
I don't know, man. I'm all about automation, and I, like, Jobber's really sticking me off. I should have come with
you. I can't just think about his account, and then it changes.
Okay, but, like...
Well, you know that you can print off that list, right? Like, when you mail?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, you can print off a print-ready file.
For the addresses and stuff, and I'll just mail merge them.
Yeah.
In a letter.
I mean, that's probably, like, pretty ground level, base level for you.
I'm going to merge them. And just all the letters.
Do you wish you would have had a Mac? I'm fixing to drop some cheddar on a Mac.
Yes, I wish I had a Mac. I hate PC.
Really?
Mac is superior in every way.
It's $1,100 per desktop.
That's a good price.
Really?
You need to make sure you get... So this is what I regret. When I came into the office, I was like, hey, this is my cash, this is my budget. This machine costs $500. And then I bought another monitor for like $200.
Yeah.
And I wish I had just spent more money for a really good one.
Yeah.
Because now I'm going to have to replace it.
So now you're just eating some $700.
Exactly.
Ooh.
So I wish I had just bought like a good, solid $1,200 machine that I know is going to last.
So now, see, in the beginning...
That's the thing about Mac.
I kind of agree with your decision, though.
That's fine, yeah.
It's like that gave you... What you needed.
Get me through two tax seasons.
Sometimes spending $700 to buy time is the best thing you can do.
So I'm okay with it, but yeah, I don't like... I'm really big on right now is not skimping, right? Just buy quality stuff so it lasts you.
Yeah.
The Macs are just... They're just superior in every way.
Yeah.
In every single way.
That's sweet. Yeah, I think I'm going to get one.
I can't. I have that PC because the tax software doesn't work on a Mac.
Really?
That ticks me off. Not yet. That's not compatible with Mac.
That's crazy.
Anyway, what I'm saying is like when people cancel, let's say 10 of these people cancel.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go in, look those 10 people up, cancel them.
Inactive. We move them to the inactive
list. Is there a client portal through Jobber? Like, me as my property owner, is there a way I could log into Jobber?
Yes, but they can't...
They can't edit any of that stuff?
Because
that
would be a nightmare for us.
Oh, yeah, sure. But could I cancel my services through that?
You can notify us through the client portal.
And I want my services to be
and canceled. I'll get an email.
And then you still got to do the manual.
But I still have to go in there and manually edit it. Yeah, I wake up one day and like 100 people have switched to inactive. What the heck happened?
It's just not very intuitive.
Yeah. Dude, I talked to some of the programmers out there at the expo. It was pretty good. Talking about like all the reporting issues. Mm-hmm. I was like, just hire like a team for reports.
Did they admit to knowing about some of the...
Yeah. And then they were like talking about how they... obviously the next phase is trying to do auto draft. We talked about that.
They don't have that feature.
They don't have that feature. And then like on our map, we can't just schedule by route. We have to schedule everybody all at once. And then we just go in there and pick and write down on a piece of paper which ones we want to do. So as we grow and, you know, we scale to 10 trucks, it's like, how is Jimmy going to know that this is his territory? Mm-hmm. You know, we should be able to color code them and assign them all at one time on the map.
So why do you use Trapper?
Because there's nothing else.
Really?
That, yeah. And one of the main benefits that separates them from the get-go is the chemical tracking. Like, if you go to my settings and click products or... I can't remember what the tab is under, but I have all of those things preset in all of our mixtures with all of the EPA numbers, the ratios. Not a lot of software. Management. Yeah.
Where is this one up here?
Yeah, settings. And it should be chemical tracking. Right there. So all of that chemical list, most people manually plug that in. Or just write it down and leave it on the door.
These have to go on...
They have to be sent to every client immediately after you do the lawn. And most people are still handwriting it with the EPA number. Mm. Or they have a tacky sheet of paper that lists out everything they would ever do. And they just like check it. The one and it looks... Yeah, it looks junky. So that's a big thing.
So you leave this on...
They get that in a separate email.
And for people who don't have emails, you have to mail it to them and say, this is what we did?
Yeah.
Gross.
Yep.
That's a lot of regulation.
Yep.
And no one else really does it like this.
No. And all those preset mixture. They're also a lot cheaper than other companies.
I refuse to believe that you just said that this is the only one.
It's not the only one, but like there's one at the expo, but it's like, I think it's like $20,000. You just one-time payment, and it's yours for the rest.
What do you pay for Jobber?
$47 a month.
$20,000's a lot.
$20,000 is a lot. I can work a lot of years dealing with this for $20,000.
That's a lot. That's a big jump. Okay, if that's what you're telling me, that the price is that drastic, okay, I'm willing to buy that a little bit. But it really pains me to see you go through some of the things you go through.
I mean, we can look at other options this winter. I'm fine with it. I'm not opposed to change. Because the mapping feature sucks. Scheduling sucks. Reporting sucks.
Maybe not yet, right?
Yeah.
Once you're ready to expand the business a little more,
yeah.
You may need a...
Well, it started in 2012. We're still pretty new.
Jobber did. And they maybe as you grow, maybe they grow as well and get some of that stuff figured out.
We'll see.
Okay. I'm gonna just like poke around. But you need something that's pretty.
What else?
You need something that's fairly industry standard, so, right? That's specific.
I need something that, without doubt, has the chemical tracking.
Yeah. Maybe.
And then the email templates is a lifesaver.
For sure.
Like that could even get better, and I think it will. But between the email templates, the online payments, and the chemical tracking, like that's the main benefits we're getting from it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And not a lot of people have, honestly, not a lot of green industry software programs have the mapping feature that they have. You know, so in their mind, they think they're doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that funny? We're killing it over here, and then they got all these people coming up to them like, actually, I would like to see this and this and this.
Thanks. But when you talk to them, it's good because they're just programmers. Like, they're going to solve the problem. But honestly, like, half the stuff I brought up, they didn't know that was an issue.
Because how would they? Because they don't use the software, right?
Yeah.
They're not on the other side.
And they don't run into, like, it's different when you're actually running a business.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't realize how many issues you can come across. Like, she didn't even, it took me 10 minutes to fully explain. Like, we had to go down, like, two different rabbit trails for me to show her I can't itemize out when I bill for two services. And then once she understood, then I had to explain from a business standpoint why that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, like, I'm going to be having a tree and shrub department, and I'm not going to know what our if I'm losing money, making money, mm-hmm. if he's killing it, I wouldn't know. We're just billing for it. It's just all the same top line revenue to you guys right now.
How quickly do you need this letter built?
We're gonna do one more treatment.
Like, what the day you would like it to go out in your mind in Utopia would be December.
Probably
November.
If possible,
January.
I would like to handle it the first week of December. Because we're going to be done with winterizers December 5th. And then we have recertification classes that week. And then I got to go out of town.
So you'd like it?
So I would like to do it, maybe send it right after Thanksgiving. Could I send it?
Thanksgiving would be on...
Like, could I send it, like... Right.
Thanksgiving would be on the 22nd.
Yeah, could I send it, like, right then?
Wait. Or is it on the 15th? Is Thanksgiving the 3rd?
Thursday or the 4th? I always thought it was the 3rd.
So that would make it on the 15th. That seems way too early for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's got to be the 22nd.
Yeah, 22nd.
Okay.
Could we send it out on the 23rd? And then they get it by that Tuesday?
No.
Why? And then they cuss me out by that Friday?
We could send it out on the 26th.
That's fine.
And they get out.
Then they get it that week.
Wednesday.
And then I deal with it.
And then you get cussed out by Thursday.
By Thursday the 6th?
Thursday the 29th.
Oh, they get it the 26th. They cuss me the 29th.
Yeah. So, we mail it the 26th. They're going to hit mailboxes. You know, you're all, everyone's local. They're going to hit mailboxes by probably 28th.
So just know, Friday the 30th is going to suck.
I don't think it's going to suck as much as you think it is.
What's going on? I thought you had a senior citizen discount. I'm like, oh crap, I feel bad. Sorry, Mrs. Jones.
Okay, so November 26th.
Yes. Are you mocking this up or am I?
I think we should
collaborate.
Yeah, I'm going to start a Google Doc so we can collaborate and make changes.
Yep.
So you want to start the date of 11/26.
I like that.
I gotta have it done. That means I gotta have it done the 19th. Okay. 11/26/18.
And then I can deal with it then. And then we can notate.
And you want it for all the people on this list who are in red.
Yep.
Are you cool with all the people who are zeroed?
Mm-hmm.
Man, this guy. There are some clients you love to work with, and there are some clients you can't wait for their contract to be up.
Don't name drop right now.
I won't name drop. But that is a thing.
Honestly,
that is a thing.
That's why I'm... Mike McAllowitz talks about that in the pumpkin plan.
It's a thing, man. And it took me forever to learn that. Like, not every client, not all money's good money.
Yep.
Some of them will wring it out of you.
In the beginning, it's you feel like it's all about money.
Yeah.
But then, like, after you reach a certain point, it's like you're trying to sustain the health of a business.
Yes.
And money doesn't really play that big of a factor.
You're trying to sustain your own health.
Mentally. Your own health, yeah.
Emotionally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
Like, I know he's asking for something silly that I've probably already given to him 4 times. So, that's fine. So all these people, and the zeros are okay? You're okay leaving the people at zero?
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, the people who are in green, you're not bringing them down.
Yeah.
So, okay, so all the reds, that is... Oh, but we just want to do Mid-Continent right now.
And then we're gonna do the just other Mid-Continent.
Reds. We're going to do the other reds later.
The other reds... I think we could get a pretty good response from just the straight newsletter.
Okay, because then the other reds you're looking at, $1,100 of difference.
Yeah. And that's a lot more people too, right? Or about the same.
It's 141 people.
What do you think?
Spreadsheets.
Newsletter or send out the same exact mailer?
what's in the newsletter?
I mean, it would be the same thing. I would just send an email.
Do you need both?
It just depends. I mean, we could send it out. If usually like 60 to 70% of people that are our clients open the email. So if we got that, that wouldn't be that big of a deal. Like we could call 40 people or then send out the mail piece.
So why don't we build this with a newsletter in mind so you only have to do this one time?
Yeah.
Or is there information in the newsletter that you would not give to the Mid-Continent people? Not necessarily.
It's going to be all the same. It's going to be the exact same verbiage. So I can literally copy and paste it to Constant Contact and just send it out when we're ready.
Yeah, let's do that. So we only have to do it once. And that way it can be ready to go. And then as soon as you're ready.
Do you want me to send it out on the same day?
I don't see why
November 30th.
You're going to have a lot of calls.
Rick, I'll just be sitting down somewhere.
I think it's just easier that way. You're only talking about 250 people.
Okay, let's just do it.
Just do everything.
Rip the band-aid off.
You might as well, because then we're doing work twice, and it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. We'll just make sure as we go. Like, we have to make sure you tell me. Unless you want to keep your own list.
Tell you what?
Mid-Continent. Those people that cancel. Like, I know we're sending them all at the same time, but...
You're going to keep a list. Because they're going to call you, they're not going to call me.
Yeah. And then I'll tell you.
Yeah. Just keep a list.
And then we'll go from there.
I can go back as well. Anything else?
I think that's it. I just need to move money over for taxes. You think you can get those in the bank today? No, it's not a big deal if you can't.
Probably.
Okay. If you can't, if you don't mind, like before 5.
Katie did it last time.
Okay. She did good.
She enjoyed it.
There's no mess ups. So that was nice.
Never a mess up.
Yeah, there's a lot of mess ups.
My job depends on not messing up.
There you have it. A conversation with John Freeman. Good guy. Really solid guy with some great info. And a lot of that, he's being humble. I mean, a lot of it's understated, but he is literally taking my business to the next level. There's always these moments in time in small business where, you know, you're afraid to take the next leap. You're afraid to, you know, more fear of the unknown, or you're worried what's going to be my cost or return on investment. And whenever I made the jump to him, it literally, I mean, it transformed us from this small company to, you know, we took the next step. We're increasing profit margin, and not only are we more efficient, and it's freeing up time for me to focus on more things, but we're also able to look at the details and project growth. We're able to look at the details and know exactly what our revenue mark was for this line of service. We're able to nail down, hey, this is exactly what our return on investment was. We're able to nail down, hey, this is our profit margin, and we know that down to the penny. So that stuff, it goes unsaid. We touched on some other details, but getting a bookkeeper for us, we should have done it 2 years ago, because you've got to know your numbers. Winners keep score, and you got to know the score to win the game, and that's what we've done with John over at JF Consulting. Great guy. I would say when looking for a bookkeeper, look for somebody that's friendly, highly detailed, and competitive, because those three things have been key for us. John has all three of those qualities, and you heard him talk about, you know, he struggles with that with other clients. So I would say when looking for a bookkeeper, but also on the flip side of that, if you are a bookkeeper, maybe focus on those systems and building rapport as quickly as possible with your client. So that's my point of view. We're going to be doing another one of these. Go ahead and give us some feedback, good, bad, we don't care. We just want to hear what you guys think about this podcast, if it's helping you. If it's not, how can we help you? What can we do to better serve you and give you better tips? Because this isn't just one man's point of view from somebody who's made it. This is my point of view as we're going through this grind, as we're learning and making mistakes and changes and tweaks. We're learning with you guys, And so that's what we're trying to provide you. Follow us on Instagram, Green Again Lawn. You can follow me directly on Twitter, at bdowd32. And look forward to hearing your guys' feedback on this. Talk to you soon.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.